back to beating Bernays. Actually, this might have to be like more than five-part audio series, but I'm going to just put these five-part audios up today. Like, yeah, I had to do this like strategically, like as in like walking in fields, like recording stuff into phones and like try to figure out like strategies to like distribute through the internet without like going through one of these like geeked out like registration processes. So like you're going to have to download these to your phone, bitch. Like I don't sign up for Apple and like pre-approved podcasts. And like if those are the only things you consume online, just kiss my ass and get chipped. I don't give a fuck about you. Or your politically correct, pathetic excuse for news. Hemp is the issue. All the news is fake news printed on pulp timber when it could be printed on hemp, which is over 100,000 times more safe and ecologically sound and can also be made for construction materials, as in houses that are flame-proof. How serious is the issue? Even as a top artificial intelligence developer, I'm giving up the whole thing on the front end just for publicity and to strategically orient myself politically and economically for the hemp industry, which is the real future industry, as in, can potentially replace well over 50% of the products on the consumer markets. Speaking of profits, like Gary Halbert, the copywriter, before he passed away or was murdered, I think he was murdered, but he said you have to be your own messiah. And you know what? He's damn right. I mean, even kings in ancient times probably had public relations strategists, and he would just like assemble them at the table and be like, what do we say to the people about our military campaign? Right? Like, you know, King David and King Solomon, if they lived, you know, I'm sure they had big Jewish PR teams. Moses. 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 If he ever lived, he had a mouthpiece. He had Aaron speaking for him. Like, doing PR among Jews is like dangerous business. You know, like crafty motherfuckers. Like, if you say the wrong things about like some other Jews, like aspirations for domination in life, like they try to ship you off to like Supermax Solar, you know, Jesus Christ, you know, Jesus Christ, like I'm not big into Christianity, like a lot of what it says, but it's like a good case study in like public relations and multi-level marketing, like, you know, like millenniums long, like multi-level marketing plans and propaganda, which like costing people like their bodies and stuff. Like, you know, yeah, PR is like serious stuff, PR stuff and strategy. You know, but I wouldn't want to like alienate like the skinny jeans marketplace with like the Fireball logo. I know it's got to be like rainbow. Look, if you want skinny jeans, go to Levi's. Go to Levi's. We don't want you. We don't want you. We do not want you as customers or clients. If you want skinny jeans, Rainbow Pride fashion, go to The Gap. Go to Levi's. Go to like whatever. You know, I used to like Gap, like, okay. Old Navy, yeah, cool stuff. But, you know, hemp is the issue. And if it doesn't have the green Fireball logo, certified, it's candy-assed. And it's kind of like that. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up. There is a whole lot more to the story of beating Bernays. You know, if you're in the field of public relations and marketing, you need this information or else you're going to go the way of the dinosaurs. And this is hard won information. It makes UFC fighters look candy ass by comparison. I mean, yes and no. I don't want to say that and I don't like saying it, but like, the padding of the octagon could be made out of hemp and it'd probably be better. The training bags that they punch with could probably be made out of hemp. The training dummies could be made out of cold forged hemp thermoplastics. There could be whole dojos with walls lined of weapons made out of like hard thermoplastics with beautiful hemp cords and fashionable dyes attached to, you know, like handles made out of wood or also hemp thermoplastics. This is Musashi style stuff, even if it isn't all, you know, in the ring, blood and sweat type of stuff. It's strategical information warfare in the digital age, where anything goes, even murder for corporate interests. Here's how to sign up. Leave a comment or contact me via email and I'll give you directions to access the private recording videos. Or don't. Get chipped, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you. Get chipped like an oak tree. When hemp is like a trillion times better.